Hello, everybody. It's Walter, your favorite escaped terrorist. I'm going to be doing my AMA today. Before I get into the questions, though, I want to thank everybody so much for the followers. Right now, I'm holding just under 1,700 followers, plus however many I get between recording this and actually posting it. I am so amazed by how many people have actually listened to my audios and how quickly I've gained followers. So thank you so much. I love all of you. But without any further ado, I'm going to get into the questions. I'm going to be bouncing back and forth between the anonymous questions and the questions by Reddit users. So here we go. We have quite a few, actually. Anonymous asks, "Your voice sounds like you sing well. Does that make sense? I may be dead wrong, but your Tim Curry voice made me wonder if you're a fellow musical theater nerd. Do you secretly sing well? If yes, will you ever do it in an audio?" I actually got so many anonymous questions asking me if I was a good singer. So I'm just going to roll them all into this one and say, no, I'm not a good singer. But I have been practicing lately, mostly spurred on by the questions about, you know, me being able to sing. I've been trying really hard to learn to sing. I might just sing for you at the end of this AMA, so it'll be a little surprise, but I'll try and show you some of my musical chops. If the Tim Curry thing set you off, then you're right about me liking the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I love the Rocky Horror Picture Show. I actually perform in it, both as the host of the pre-show and as everyone's favorite stupid sexy himbo, Rocky himself. I am a musical theater nerd, so I totally am into that. My favorite musical of all time is Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, although that's a lesser known one. As far as mainstream musicals that I like, I'm super duper duper into, let's see, I like Wicked a lot, I like Avenue Q a lot, I love The Book of Mormon, oh my God, Spring Awakening, I love that. Those are like my four favorite like mainstream musicals. But if you haven't seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, get on it. They don't play it too often, but it is definitely my thing. Let's see. Reddit user Moped of Wrath asks, "What is your advice to somebody who has just started writing scripts?" My advice is to revise everything 100 million times, and during your revision process, read everything out to yourself. Pretend that you're the voice actor reading it and just think like, oh, does this sound natural coming out of my mouth? Because if it feels stiff and unnatural coming out of your mouth, it'll probably have the same effect on a voice actor. So, you know, keep that in mind. I have a few rules of thumb for writing. I always do minimum like 450 to 650 words of like pre-sexual contact plot. And I shoot for about 1,800 to 2,200 words total. That seems to be like ideal. And just keep practicing, I guess. That's my conventional advice. My unconventional advice for script writing is have sex. Have lots and lots of sex. It doesn't have to be with a lot of sexual partners, but have tons of sex and enjoy it as much as possible and pay very close attention to what you're doing and what's working and be super chatty. Pretend you're one of the characters in your story. You know, that has to talk during sex more than normal, and see what lands, see what works, and you'll probably end up having some much more enjoyable sex if you try and behave like an erotic audio character. And it's helped me a lot in both directions, so you should go for that. Let's see. He also asks, what is your biggest kink, and have you had the chance to experience it in real life? My biggest kink is definitely like unconventional orgasms, giving and receiving. So like hands-free orgasms, nipple-only orgasms, which I can have. More about my sensitive nipples later. You know, like instant, like on-contact orgasms, like stuff like that. That's totally my thing. I have pulled off hands-free orgasms twice in my entire life. And I'm super happy about that. I've pulled off and received nipple-only orgasms. I've pulled off contact, like on-contact instant orgasms. So yeah, like I'm pretty happy with that. I've got to experience my biggest kink. Let's see. When did you first notice that women giggling triggers something in you? Her name was Jessica. Her name was Jessica, and she was out of my league, but she still went for me anyway. But she loved teasing me a lot. Like, she would do, you know, like, stuff. Like, she'd, like, leave her bra at my house on purpose, and, like, when I went to give it back, she'd be like, ooh, you know, I can't do the giggle, but she'd do her, like, little giggle and be like, no, that's for you. Like, you know, like, so you can show off and be like, look at me, the fucking nerdy boy got to see the popular girl's titties. I'm no longer an awkward nerd, by the way, but when I was 16, I most certainly was. Let's see. Are there places that you've always wanted to visit? City, country, or both? Have you already visited? I travel a lot, but whenever I have the chance to travel, I'm always traveling between the United States and Spain. So as a result, I really haven't had the chance to really go, honestly, anywhere else besides America and Spain. I've popped by France and Italy a couple of times, and that's basically it. I haven't even gone to, like, Mexico or Canada, and they're, like, they're right there. Like, I should do that sometime, because, like, I don't really think too much about travel destinations, because I just, if I am traveling, I'm always going to the same place, so I'll have to think about that. Let's see. I'm a huge music fan. Two of the earliest questions I ask literally everyone in a conversation I first meet are, what is your favorite genre of music, if you have one? And do you have a favorite song or band? my taste in music is, I'd have to really get into it, because there's two things I like, and one is, like, super normy, super mainstream, like, pop music. And the other side of my music taste is just so fucking weird. And I don't want to sound like a hipster, but you definitely have not heard of most of it. Favorite genre of music. I like all kinds of EDM, but I'm a big hip hop head. that's probably my favorite genre. I'm really stuck in, like, 2013. All my favorite hip hop albums are from then, from that era, like 2012 to, like, 2015. Like, Wolf by Tyler the Creator, Doris by Earl Sweatshirt, Acid Rap by Chance the Rapper, Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar came out around then too. That's one of my favorite albums. I like that kind of music, but I like other stuff too. Like, I like really weird power metal that is just so weird and nerdy that I'd have to get into that. Let's see. And food. Who doesn't like food, right? What's your favorite type of food, and do you cook it yourself? Yes, I'm huge on food and cooking. I actually used to be a Thai chef. I was the only white person in the kitchen. Everyone else was Asian. I wasn't a chef. I was technically a wok cook. But I still love Thai cooking, even though I don't do it professionally anymore. I have a big Thai cooking setup, and I love going to the Thai market and making all of my Thai foods and, like, steeping my Thai curries overnight. Like my homemade from scratch ones. And I love Thai food. Thai coconut curry is one of the greatest things ever, especially when it's been made from scratch by somebody who actually knows what they're doing. Let's see. Da-da-da. Anonymous asks, what's your favorite part of your audio recording process? And your favorite part of the script writing process? Let's see. My favorite part of the audio recording process is definitely when I get to get really close to the microphone and, you know, whisper a little bit and kind of be seductive and teasing. I like that more than I like moaning. I really do, you know. My favorite part of the writing process is the part where I get to annoy my friends in real life by telling them all my crazy ideas, you know, and being like, hey, wouldn't it be hot if the Yandere pulled out a gun? Would that be sexy? Like that. That is the part that I love the most, and I just love annoying my friends by never shutting up about my scripts. Let's see. Are you more of a titty guy or a butt guy? In terms of physical features on women, what really draws my attention is their hips and thighs. But if I were to have to choose between being a tit guy and a butt guy, I'm definitely a titty guy. As much as I love smacking a nice ass, I am a titty guy. So I think it's just because I've had so much more fun with titties than with ass. Like, I prefer frontward facing sex positions. I'm looking at the titty. I'm not really into, like, anal stuff, so I'm not fucking the butt, but I'm fucking the tits. I love titty fucking. I love sucking on super sensitive nipples. I love seeing them bounce around when you're, like, you know, just getting into it. Like, that's my thing. So I'm a titty guy, for sure, for sure. I do like butts, though. Let's see, scrolling down. Reddit user Ashbeans says, "Hi, Escaped. Congratulations on getting 1,000 plus followers. I'm positive you'll hit 2K soon. Thank you so much. You're so sweet." Let's see, and here are a few questions. What kind of mic slash setup do you have for recording audios? I'm considering dipping my toes in the VA world, and I want to know where to start. Right now, I'm using a simple Blue Yeti. I use a much more fancy microphone for other stuff, but I just have this Blue Yeti that I carry around with me because I'm not always recording at home. Like, sometimes I go to my dad's house when he's gone, where I have a little more privacy because I don't want to moan in front of my roommates. So I have this tiny, small little Blue Yeti that does the job. And I recently built a soundproof booth. I'm in it right now. There might be some interference because it's not finished. I have it like about 75% done, but it's passable. And also, my neighbors are having a really loud party. But soon, this soundproof booth will be truly soundproof. Let's see. Favorite alcoholic and non-alcoholic drink. My favorite alcoholic drink is the Bouvardier, which, if you haven't heard of it, it's basically like a Negroni cocktail, but with bourbon instead of gin. And my favorite non-alcoholic drink, you're gonna see what a like fucking Chad bro I am in real life when I say this, but my favorite drink is my favorite non-alcoholic drink is just a good old-fashioned banana flavored protein shake. I drink them like every day and I love them and I never get sick of them. So I love my protein shakes. By the way, guys, I am a massive fucking weightlifter bro in real life. You might not be able to tell from my voice, but I am such a fucking stereotype, at least like visually, like deep down underneath at the core of myself. I'm a much more complex being, but on the outside, I am a Chad bro. Are any of your scripts based on IRL experiences? If not, where does your imagination get all these amazing scenarios? I would say that at least 60% of my scripts are at least partially inspired by real life stuff. Obviously, like my fantasy type stuff, like the demon possessed girlfriend, or like all of my Yandere stuff, like that is complete, like just me just shooting the shit in my imagination. But a lot of those stories are just like me. I'm actually going to be posting fill of this, but I wrote this script a long time ago. But your shy long distance boyfriend finally takes control. It's very much based on the way I behaved when I was a virgin, losing my virginity. It wasn't with like a long distance girlfriend or anything, but like just the way he talks and acts is exactly the way that I talked and act when I was like a teenage virgin. Let's see, One Last Moment, the male for female version, is literally a chapter out of my life. Not one single beat of that is 100% true. The only thing that isn't real in that story is that the ending in real life was not as romantic. She did not come back. But besides that, that was exactly my life. Your himbo boyfriend de-stresses you after finals. That's literally just me. That's just how I act. Most of my male for female stuff is literally me. A lot of my female for male stuff is either the listener is inspired by me, or the listener's behavior is inspired by me, or the voice actor's character is inspired by women that I have been with, which makes me really want them to not hear my audios and be like, "Hey, wait a minute, I said that stuff," or "I did that stuff to you, Walter. What are you? Fuck you!" Like, stop. But yes, I take heavy, heavy inspiration from my life most of the time. And the rest of the time, I'm just letting my imagination run wild. I am very imaginative. I'm a Dungeons & Dragons dungeon master, so I need to constantly keep my brain all juicy and full of wacky ideas. Let's see. Favorite country / place you've been to so far? Oh my God, no! I've never been anywhere. I just keep going to Spain and America. That's it. I'm so sorry. I don't really think about travel because there's really only one place that I have the time to go to. Let's see. Are you more of a dom, a sub, or a switch IRL? This is an interesting question. I don't really usually use like BDSM terminology to describe my sexuality. especially the dom slash sub thing, because I don't see sex as a power struggle or even as a power exchange. So, you know, deciding on that is just kind of like, it just seems really weird to me. But if I had to, I would absolutely say dom. I'm definitely a dom. Or, but the thing is that I would never go to somebody and be like, I'm a dom. Hello, I am a dominant. Or like, you know, start a new sexual relationship with somebody and say like, oh, like, you will call me sir and you will obey me because I am the dominant and you are to submit. Like, that just, oh, that sounds so lame. That sounds so lame. There is a word that somebody used to describe me once, which was service top. And I kind of like that a lot better. It just makes more sense to me. Can I say service top? Because that's kind of outside of the realm of, like, you know, BDSM language. And I think it describes me a lot better. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what is your ethnicity? Mostly white, with just enough Asian to confuse people. Two, is Spanish your native language? Yes, technically it is my first and my native language, but I came to America when I was like 4, and I've, you know, lived there pretty much ever since then. I spend most of the summer in Spain, or I spend as much time in Spain as I can, but I at this point I speak English better than Spanish, but Spanish is my native language, and I speak it with my family every day, and I watch Spanish language television. And I have to speak Spanish for my job sometimes, and I do speak Spanish a lot, but I think I speak English better than Spanish at this point, even though it's technically my second language. Let's see, what do you look for in a partner? A good sense of humor, high levels of energy, and a sex drive that can match mine. Let's see, do you enjoy performing more or writing more, and why? Yeah, I'm gonna say writing. I see myself primarily more as a writer than as a voice actor. I still do, even though I think like nearly 90% of my followers are here because of my voice acting and not my writing. But I do really see myself more as a writer. I can just be creative with so many more things because I just have my own like little range when it comes to acting. And with writing, I can do whatever and go into any scenario, and I just have so much more fun with that. How has it been gaining such a large following so quickly? I'm really prolific on the internet. Like, this is not my only persona. I have a semi-popular YouTube vlog, which I will never, ever, ever give anybody the link to. not here. I have two really popular meme and shit posting accounts. I have just all kinds of internet personas that are currently and formerly active. And I've just gotten a lot of practice building up followings. I just think that, oh my God, my neighbors are turning the music up so loud. I hope you guys can't hear that music. But I think it's just to, you know, be authentic with people and interact with people as much as possible and be yourself and be kind and, you know, be charismatic, because anybody can put out content, you know, but like not everybody can connect with people. And I think that's what makes people want to come back and see more of you and share you with other people. I don't know. I think that's how I do it. I have no idea. I'm just good at gaming the internet. Let's see. Do you do Gone Wild Audio full time? No, this is a hobby. I have a real grown-up job that I need to eat and pay rent. how did it feel uploading your first script / audio? You know, I just shot my first script out into the darkness without even really thinking about it. Uploading my first audio, on the other hand, my heart was beating out of my chest. So two very different feelings. Let's see. Since you have a lot of anime pictures on your profile, what are some of your favorite animes? Any recommendations? Right now, I'm super into Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer and, of course, My Hero Academia. But those are like super hot current animes that are, you know, getting a lot of attention. But if you want some recommendations, my all-time favorite anime is Mushishi from 2009, I believe. That anime is not like a shonen battle anime or anything. It's a much quieter anime. It's basically about a guy who's very scientifically minded, living in a world of fantasy and wonder. And it's just, it's such a good anime. It's so full of emotion and so intellectually rich and so beautifully animated. And I actually recommend the English dub because they have some outstanding, outstanding English language voice actors in that. The Japanese dub is good too, but I actually very rarely do I prefer the English dub, but that's one of them that I do. Let's see. What do you consider your best script to be? You know, I am going to talk about this script a lot today because I had such a good time writing it from the entire process. But it's the Price of Love is $20. I love that script. I did it because somebody requested this like vague scenario, and I don't usually do those requests. But I was kind of into the idea, and also my fucking favorite voice actor tagged me in it, so I couldn't say no. But I went through it and I had so much fun writing it. The way that it was put together plot wise, with like the callbacks to the dialogue in the beginning coming back at the end, the way I did that like montage of telling the character's future, you know, throughout time was so good. The sex scene was fucking slappy as hell. I love The Price of Love is $20. It's such a good script. And I don't even know if it's available on... I'll link it on AO3. Like, I'll just put it in my script archive, even though it was technically a private script. Just fuck it. If you guys want to read it. If not, definitely listen to the audio because it is scrumptious. Let's see. Do you only know English or Spanish, or do you know any other languages? If so, how many in total? I'm only fluent in English and Spanish. I have dabbled in French and Italian, but I am embarrassingly bad at both of those. And I know way more Japanese than I should because I was very motivated to watch anime without subtitles when I was younger. So I know a little bit of Nihongo. But I can understand Japanese way better than I can speak it. I'll put it that way. I'm pretty good at you know, comprehending the Japanese language, but to speak it well enough to hold a conversation, I don't think so. Let's see. What is your zodiac sign? I don't really like. I got so many people asking me this. I'm sorry to disappoint you guys. I don't really believe in this stuff, but if you really really care, it is Libra. I do not know what my whatever rising. I don't know what they're called. I just Libra. I'd rather be a Taurus. I've looked into them. Taurus sounds a lot more like me. He's like a bull. That's pretty big. That's cool. I like Taurus. Can I be a Taurus? No, I'm a Libra, though. Let's see. Describe your most awkward sexual encounter. Okay. When I first saw this question, I've had to, like, actually put some thought into which story I'd pick. But let's let's go for it. Okay, so once upon a time, there was this girl, and she was this very super ultra left-wing liberal, like to the point that even I was like, oh, you might have taken this a little too far, except for one thing, and that was that she was a very, like, religiously conservative person in regards to sex. So she, you know, despite her general, like, left-leaningness, she was super, super, super religiously conservative about saving her virginity and, like, never touching any peepees or whatever. So, but she had this fucking huge crush on me, like, for years and years and years. And she just kept coming in and out of my life by total chance. Like, she would get into something that I got into, or she would make friends with somebody I was mutual friends with, or just coincidences kept bringing her back into my life. Or at least I think they're coincidences, because if it's some, I've told this story in more detail to some people, and they're like, yo, dude, she was, like, fucking stalking you to get back into your life. I don't think she was stalking me. I think it was total happen chance. But this, you know, saga took place for years. I gotta put this little piece in, but, like, one time I had, like, played with her hair, you know, and it was weirdly sexually intense that I played with her hair, and I liked the way she moaned. I was really into it. I was otherwise not that attracted to her, but I was like, those moans, because I'm really into that. So fast forward, like, several years. She's back in my life for the umpteenth time. I had just been through a breakup, and she came over. Brought a whole lot of booze. Came over to my friend's house where I was hanging out. He was, like, sleeping on the couch, and the two rooms in that house were full, and it was just fucking packed in there. But, like, she was like, you should play with my hair again like you did that one time. And I was like, yeah, all right. I kind of like listening to you, Mom. Like, fuck, you know? Anyway, I did that, and, like, I didn't think anything would happen because she was, like, such a fucking, like, religious virgin. But she takes me outside to the balcony, which was the closest thing to privacy we had. It's, like, fucking freezing cold out there. But, like, she is determined to, like, fucking finally get some dick for the first time in her life. Which sucked because if she had just waited a day, she could have just gone to my apartment. I lived alone at the time. Like, there was nothing to worry about. But, like, we're out here in this, like, freezing cold balcony while my, like, friend is sleeping on the couch. And I'm, like, so drunk that I'm really drunk. Like, maybe I would have said no. I don't know. There's no way to tell. Like, I... but... She starts, like, talking to me, and she's like, oh, you're such a tragic, misunderstood soul. Like, tell me your deepest, most emotional things. And I'm like, I'm a goofball, and I like to relate to, like, the traumatic parts of my life through humor. So can you, like, please, like, stop this whole, like, tragic, misunderstood boy act? And she was like, just kiss me. Just kiss me. So we start, like, making out on this balcony, and much to my surprise, she goes to give her first ever blowjob. Mind you, this woman is, like 22 or 23 at this point, like, pretty old to have never touched a pee-pee in her life. Clearly doesn't know what she's doing. I'm fairly intoxicated. It's going to take a lot of work because I'm just a little bit numb from the combination of cold and alcohol. And she just starts giving me the most atrocious head I've ever gotten in my life. I'm just horrible. Like, and I'm not talking about, like, standard horrible, like the toothiness and the not knowing the sensitive parts of the penis. Like, that's standard bad. And she was doing that too. But what she also did is, like, whenever I wasn't moaning loud enough for her, which, by the way, I moan loud as fuck. It's not hard to make me moan. She would, like, take my dick out of her mouth and just be like, vocalize, vocalize. And I'm like, why are you shouting, like, musical theater direction at me? Because... And this is my punishment for having sex with so many theater girls. It was only a matter of time, but, like, she just, like, sometimes I was, like, really close to the edge, and, like, I just wasn't moaning loud enough for her, and she'd be like, vocalize, vocalize, and, like, during sex, she'd be like, tell me the tragedy of your soul, tell me your deepest, most emotional secrets, and I'm like, holy shit, I'm trying so hard to come. There's more to this story, but, like, I've spent way too much time on it already. But it got stupider. But, like all right, next question. Allie Cursor from Reddit. What's up, Allie? What's up, bestie? All right, we got some sick-ass questions from Allie. Let's see. What got you into GWA and erotic audio in general? The answer is premature erectile dysfunction. Oh, yeah, baby, that's right. I couldn't keep a boner when I was a teenager because I would get super nervous, for one. But the other thing is that, like, I had, like, trained my brain to, like, jerk off to, like, 35 tabs of porn and have, like, major ADD, and I just couldn't focus on one thing. Then I started listening to audios. And where you have to, like, focus on one thing, one person in a realistic scenario, and you have to get yourself in that one person headspace, point of view kind of thing. And that cured my weird, like, porno ADD, which is pretty cool. I don't even like porn anymore, but somebody turned me onto that because I was like, oh, I'm, like, attracted to moans. Like, that's what I really like. And they were like, well, let me tell you about audio erotica. And I was like, okay, I'll give that a shot. And anyway, it fixed my erectile dysfunction, so it all came out good, and now I make it. So let's see, what is the theme song to your life? You Say Run from My Hero Academia. Which fictional character do you relate to the most? All Might from My Hero Academia. All right, let's see. Your greatest fear is now your only turn-on. How fucked are you? Let's see. My greatest fear is the abstract concept of dementia. So I don't know how I'm supposed to have sex with that. Maybe I could only have sex with, like, really old people that have Alzheimer's. So I guess I'd say I'm pretty fucked. Let's see. What is one thing you're particularly proud of that you normally don't have the excuse to brag about? Let's see. What am I super cool at? Okay, nobody asked me how much I bench, which is like kind of hurts my feelings, but I can bench press 335 pounds at my maximum. I just want you guys to know that. I know you guys don't care because I don't know, like, I don't think like erotica people really give a shit about like weightlifting stats, but I'm a bench and overhead press specialist. I overhead press 225 pounds, by the way. Not that you guys like have, like, maybe some of you guys have a reference level for how big that is, but like that's pretty big. there we go. Sorry, I keep showing my fucking like weightlifter bro side. I have to like contain him. I really do. Let's see. Milk before cereal or cereal before milk? Cereal before milk. I am not a psychopath. Where do you fall on the D&D alignment chart? Chaotic neutral for sure. Why is Ally Cursor so great? Ally, you fucking scoundrel. Don't put me on the spot like this. You know that if I told you all the reasons you're great, this AMA would last like 27 hours. But I'll give you something. I'll give you a couple things. Let's see. Besides the giggles. Talent-wise, what makes you super great is when you're doing a teasing scene, you have this very unique style of progression where it doesn't feel like you're just reading off line by line. Like, it really feels like you're carrying something closer to that, like, collapse of sexual tension. And I can feel you as you go kind of holding on to the words more and more until you hit that little break. And it's just, oh, it's fucking Kino. It's so good. It's so good. I'm impressed every single time. I love it. So, like, you're like, teasing stuff, like, sexual tension stuff. It is so immaculate. Okay, I've sucked your dick enough for one day. Actually, you're probably going to come up later in something. But let's see, more questions. Anonymous asks, if you're from Spain, how does your English accent sound so authentically American? It's because my dad is American, and also because I moved to America when I was like 4. And I think if you move countries before you're like 6, you don't really have much of an accent. So there's that. Mateo from Reddit says, sir, I peruse your Twitter and you are the creator of sex. I need big cock for madam. I am coming at the thought. Okay, if you guys haven't seen the video that this is from like a Steam filmmaker shit post. But I'm going to answer it sincerely. Yes, I am the creator of sex. Big news coming out for Sex 2.0. I'm sorry about the big cock. I cannot provide that. My penis is respectably medium, and I just don't bring the big dick. I'm sorry. I'm just so sorry. who is your... Anonymous asks, who is your favorite stand-up comedian or stand-up special? Interesting. I'm really, really into stand-up comedy. I can think of so many comedians that I like. But, you know, one that I've been coming back to over and over and over again, year after year, is Bill Burr. I love him. I love his wacky, crazy voice. I just love his sense of humor and just how fucking edgy he is. I'm going to try my best Bill Burr impression. Hold on. Lady with the shoes! Why do I need a house? I can't do it. Was that a good Bill Burr impression? Probably not. next, Reddit user Antigunlegris. I hope I pronounced your name right. I'm sorry if I didn't. What would constitute a perfect day for you? Some kind of outdoor activity, probably water related. Hopefully, I love water. Let's see. Nice night with all of my friends all together in one place, being super fucking loud. And just getting to be as loud as humanly possible without having to worry. And then some alone time with somebody special. Let's see. What is a topic that you can talk for hours and hours about? Oh my God, so many things. I have such a broad range of interests that I don't even know where to start. I can talk about GWA for hours. I've probably annoyed people by how I never shut up about it. let's see. Jeez, there's so much bullshit that I'm into. Like, you guys aren't ready for like how much I could talk about Dungeons and Dragons for hours. That's something that I could like reliably talk to like a total stranger who knows nothing about it for hours. Let's see. What, if anything, have you checked off your bucket list? I don't have a bucket list. I just do stuff. Like, I gain new interests very spontaneously. And then I just go after them as soon as I have gained the interest. So I just don't have a bucket list. What is a skill or hobby that you would like to learn more about? Oh my God, I want to learn how to dance by myself. That is what I want. I want to be able to dance by myself. Like, and like not like partner dancing, like, I don't know, like club dancing. Okay, so here's the thing is like, the thing that hurts my feelings the most is like seeing an empty dance floor with a DJ just giving it his all and trying to hype everyone up, and like nobody wants to be the first guy on the dance floor, right? And I want to be the first guy on the dance floor because I definitely have like the confidence to like be out there, but I just don't have any dance moves at all. So if I could learn how to just get on a dance floor and just make it look good and make it look cool and like draw people in and be like, hey, it's okay, you don't have to worry about like looking dumb or being out here alone because I'm here and I'm, you know, bringing the energy. Like, I would love to learn how to dance. Let's see. Anonymous asks, are you a cat person, a dog person, or a both person? I like both, but I very, very much prefer dogs. Let's see. What is slash was your major in college? What time? When I first enrolled in college, I was a philosophy major for a little bit. Then I changed to political science with an option in legal theory. Then I dropped out because some really fucked up stuff happened to me when I was like about 18, 19. I just couldn't go on. Then I went back to college 100 years later. Not 100 years later, but, you know, recently, actually. I went back to college. I picked the worst year ever to go back to college, by the way. And I am now majoring in applied statistics. Huge, huge turnaround. Let's see. HazePeach0009 from Reddit asks, let's see, what are your hobbies? Weightlifting, scuba diving, kayaking, mountain climbing, Dungeons and Dragons, anime, and the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Those are my hobbies. Let's see. What was your experience doing your first audio? Absolute sheer pure terror. And me redoing everything. I had to get rid of my microphone because my roommate's cat pulled it down and it started randomly making this like buzzing sound. I had to redo everything over and over. I had to mess around with the wet slappy noises a million times. And I was like, oh my God, if I'm going to do this. I'm like determined to do this, but it was not easy. And it was absolutely heart pounding. And I was so happy, so happy that it was received as well as it was, because I was afraid that like maybe, you know, 100 people would listen to it and I'd get like 20 upvotes and like nobody would give a shit. And they'd be like, shut up, escaped. Go back to writing scripts, you fucking nerd. Get back in the script fighting writing room. You think you can hang out with the voice actor Chads? You nerd. yeah, so it was a wild ride for me. Were you inspired by someone? In terms of my acting, not really. I just kind of do my own thing. You have a beautiful voice. Do you sing? We've been over this. I don't sing, but I'm trying. Let's see. And, she's got a couple of edgy questions that are optional. Favorite sex position? I'm going to say this is so close, it's almost a tie, but I'm going to have to give like an honorable mention to second place, which is good old fashioned face-to-face missionary. And I have to give this an honorable mention, even though it's not really my favorite, because just so many people hate on missionary for some fucking reason. I don't know why. It's great. I love eye contact. I love getting all just fucking slappy. I love doing that little like circular like grind thing that you can do with missionary. There's just so much you can do with missionary. If you're like really flexible, you can like suck on titties while doing missionary. That's wild. It's so easy to like lean in close and like kiss her neck or like whisper like dirty talk into their ears during missionary. I love missionary. It's so cool. It's so good. And there's so much you can do with it. I don't know why people hate on missionary. But my real favorite sex position is cowgirl power bottom style. And I don't know if there's like a word for this, but you know when you kind of like lean them in and like lift their hips up just enough for you to have like a full range of motion so that like the guy can just go, you just fucking slam it in. That is my shit, because I love like having like those short bursts of just like total like power bottom energy, and then like like switching back and like letting her take control for a second, you know, like in between those bursts. And it's so easy to like chain like multiple orgasms like that, and that is like so fun for me. You can also, I just love the power bottom cowgirl style. That is my shit. Let's see, where is your favorite place to come on a mate and why? I do not come on, madam, I come in. I am an old-fashioned cream pyre. If I'm ever coming on someone, I am, it's I guess during like titty fucks, which I just love, in which case I would come on their tits. Not because I'm aroused by coming on their tits, it's just that my dick happens to be there at that time. let's see. Anonymous asks, regarding your audios, will you be doing more sweet audios or will it be more diverse? Sweet audios, absolutely. I just recorded a super rough audio that, like, broke my heart to make because it was so mean. It was so mean and degrading. Like, I had to write, like, an alternate ending with, like, aftercare and, like, a cute story because I just couldn't take how mean it was. but I love sweet audios. I love romantic, plot-driven stuff. I love boyfriend experience. I love soft MDOM. Like, that is very much who I am in real life and what I'm most comfortable, you know, performing as. And I just love them. And I love, you know, like, not just making strangers come. I do love making strangers come. But I love giving them all the feels, too. So, you know. There's that. Are you sexually attracted to women and men or just women? Oh. I like it all, baby. I used to mess around with guys a lot more than I do now. Back when I was like at peak slut, like when I was just fucking everything alive. I was definitely much more active with men then. Let's see, but I like both, and I've been around with both, you know. Let's see, Reddit user NotRose20 asks, what are your favorite audios to do? Oh my god, I love plot-driven romance. What is your favorite animal? The dolphin. I love dolphins. They are so fucking cool. First of all, I love the sea. I love the ocean. I spend as much time in it as I can, and I love it when I see a dolphin on my kayak. It's so exciting. They're such fun little critters. Like, they try and race you, and they're always faster than you, but, like, they still come around. Like, they're so curious and, like, fun, and they do stuff so playfully, and they're so smart. They're so smart and graceful. I love dolphins. I love dolphins. Oh my god, don't get me starting. I'm gonna start saying dolphin facts. I gotta contain myself. I'm gonna drag this audio out. Okay, how much personal information do you share? I love telling stories about my life, which is, you know, like, I can do, like, this kind of stand-up style, like, you know, storytelling on my life, which I would love to do in a future audio, like, maybe just shit posting around for, like, followers-only stuff. But I won't share any information that will lead people to find my true identity. I really want to keep this persona sealed off from everything else that I do and who I am in real life for understandable reasons. Because I've been stalked before, and I've been doxxed before, and I've been harassed before because I overshared or, you know, gave, like, really creepy people who can track you down with very little, you know, just enough. So I'm going to be a little cautious. And are you going to release bloopers? You know, I really have to start saving bloopers because I have some funny stuff in there, but I keep deleting it just on instinct. But I'll post a blooper reel sometime. Maybe if I'm not feeling like the VA ramble that week, I'll post a blooper reel. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what got you interested in listening to audio porn and eventually writing it? I explained what got me into it. What got me into writing it? It was very spontaneous, basically out of nowhere. It doesn't even make sense how I just started randomly writing, you know. Like I said, I get interests very spontaneously for the tiniest reasons. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what made you eventually want to record audios? You have a lovely voice, so I imagine you were told about that. You come across very naturally confident and charming, and it makes listening to you feel effortless. I got into recording audios because I did that cameo in The Price of Love is $20 and people seem to like my voice. So that really motivated me. I never thought that I would be recording. I thought I would just be writing. But I do love talking to people. I'm really loving doing this AMA, actually. I like talking at, like, large crowds of people. Maybe that's, like, a habit I picked up from doing YouTube. But I just love talking. Let's see. Ahem, are you single? Runs and hides. I'm sorry, you're not gonna like the answer to this question, but, I'm sorry, I'm taken. I'm very taken and very in love, and, but I'm really just a fantasy in your head. All those characters that I play are fantasy characters in your head. So if you want them to be single, they can be single if you imagine them that way, because it's all in your imagination. It's just my voice helping you. Let's see. What do you do for a living? The actual title of my job is a really industry-specific, overly complicated job title. But basically what my job is to, like, drive around between offices that participate in certain classes of consumer finance and ensure and regulate that they are following certain financial laws and do inspections and investigations on them and basically just, like, go around and make sure that, like, people that are handling sensitive information or, like, huge amounts of money are just doing everything legally and correctly. And if they don't do something wrong, I have to write a report recommending corrective action or, like, sometimes more intense legal investigation. So 90% of my job is just driving around and box ticking, and, like, 10% of my job is, like, scaring the absolute motherfuck out of white-collar criminals. And I really like my job, actually. I like it a lot because before this, I was I worked for a mortgage brokerage that was really shady, and I learned every single dirty, disgusting, bad thing that white-collar crooks do, and I hated it, and now I don't make as much money as I used to, but my job is to absolutely fuck with these people that I hate, so I love my job. Let's see. Introvert or extrovert? Absolutely extrovert, 100%, 100% extrovert, although I wasn't always that way. I used to be very quiet, very shy, very socially awkward kid and most of my teens. I guess when I was like about, I'd say about 16, I made the switch or started to make the switch over to extrovert. And now I'm way more outgoing. I can talk to just about anyone. I love making new friends. I make friends with people fast. I love meeting my online friends. And, you know, even if they're shy and awkward and, like, are afraid that they can't hold a conversation, they don't have to worry about that because I can hold a conversation with pretty much anyone from any walk of life. I love meeting new people. I love being the center of attention. I love making people laugh. Apparently, I love making people come. But, extrovert, for sure. Not a doubt in my mind. Would you date a bigger girl in real life? What, you mean bigger than me? That's impossible. No one's bigger than me. I'm the biggest person in the world. I mean, if I was single, yeah, sure, why not? But I'm not single, so. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna ask the basic stuff. What are you comfortable revealing about yourself physically? If you want to imagine what I look like, take Mark Wahlberg when he was younger and then, like, put him in a fusion chamber with Markiplier and whatever the midpoint between Mark Wahlberg or, like, young Mark Wahlberg and Markiplier is, that is what I look like. Let's see. I already said my sign. Personal hobbies. I already said my hobbies. Favorite music or song to get into a sexy mood? Okay. There is an album that I want you guys to listen to after this AMA because it is so beautiful and romantic and fucking sexy and also just great music. It's called The Hazards of Love by the Decemberists. I love that album, and I have, like, a full breakdown in my head of, like, what I'm doing at every part of that album because I played that album during sex with so many people, and it's always been a hit. It's always been a hit. It is just astoundingly, amazingly beautiful, beautiful music and amazing sex soundtrack. So listen to that. Let's see. What's a non-sexual thing that's a turn-on for you? I really like seeing girls dancing by themselves. That is, like, a huge turn-on for me. I don't know, like, when a girl can just, like, get out there and, like, just feel the music and, like, you can, like, see them smiling and, like, doing their thing. I just, like, I just melt. I just fucking melt. I just, like, sit down and stare at them. Like, first of all, I can't dance. So, like, dance is, like, in my mind, it's, like, literal magic to me, right? So, like, first of all, I'm so fascinated by dance because I can't do it. But also just, like, seeing them be graceful and beautiful and being able to, like, take just the rhythm of the music and turn it into so much fun and such a physically expressive way. It is so fucking sexy. Holy fucking shit. Ah, okay. Yes, that is my biggest non-sexual turn on. Let's see. Tatsuke-sama on Reddit says, I think I scared my neighbors by screaming. Okay. What could be some good practice for somebody who wants to voice act? Talk to yourself all the time. When you're driving, when you're home alone, just wandering around your house, talk to yourself and try and express as wide of a range of emotions as you can. It helps me a lot with not just voice acting, but just being more, emotionally and verbally expressive in general, which is a big problem I had when I was younger, just due to the way I am. But it's a huge help. Let's see. When your creativity is low, what things make you more active? I'll just switch to a different creative medium. Like, you know, if I can't do erotica, I'll write D&D campaigns. And if I can't write D&D campaigns, I'll write erotica. And one usually leads into the other. I don't know. Just switch into a different gear. Think about something different. Think about something totally unrelated to what you're actually trying to make. And that'll just kind of like bring the juices back into your brain. And you'll get creative again. How was your day? Did you drink enough water? My day was beautiful. And yes, I drank enough water. I was at the gym where I chug 7,000 gallons of water a day. Every single time I work out, if it wasn't for me going to the gym, I'd be horribly dehydrated because all I drink is coffee and energy drinks when I'm not going there. Let's see. Of all the GWA scripts you've written, what's your favorite and why? I think I already said this, but The Price of Love is $20. So much fun. Not a question, but a suggestion. Could you write a script for people who get overstimulated or overwhelmed during sex easily? I'm not sure what you mean by this, so please DM me on Reddit. You don't have to be shy. I love doing script suggestions, and I'm super approachable, and you don't have to worry about talking to me. Like, don't get starstruck. I'm just a guy with a microphone. So definitely message me on Reddit. We'll talk more. Let's see. Favorite type of cake, favorite type of cookie, favorite type of pastry. I don't like sugar. I don't like cake at all. Whenever it's my birthday, I ask for a birthday pie. I like pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie. Favorite type of cookie, raisin cookie. I guess my favorite pastry, I guess I would wrap back around to pumpkin pie. Let's see. How long does it take for you to write a script? How long does it take for you to finish an audio? My scripts, I usually make them over the course of 2 days. I don't know how many like hours I actually put into them, but I don't know. I usually make them over the course of about 2 days, between like initially coming up with the concept, to doing my outline, to actually writing it, then to revising it. 2 days and however many hours it takes for me to do that. How long does it take for me to make an hour, an audio? I usually shoot for 20 minutes on my audios for like the actual audio time, and I make sure to put aside at least 3 hours to make a 20-minute audio. What is your wet, slappy secret? I have a very large chest, and it is very firm. So since my chest is like 3D, but also firm, what I can do is I can like lather it up with like a lot of moisturizer and just like hit it. And when I hit it, I kind of like cup my hands around the like shape of my chest, and I can make this kind of like almost suction type of noise that just sounds good for that. How are you doing today? I am doing fantastic. What is your most important goal or dream in life? Oh boy. Oh geez. Oh my God. What is my, this is so abstract, but I want to be heard. I want as many people as possible to listen to me about any subject. I don't really have like a message I'm passionate about. I just want to be heard. that's so abstract. I'm sorry. I can't give you something more concrete, but I like to be heard, and I want to be heard by as many people as possible. How do you plan on being on GWA, and how long do you plan to do audios? I don't know. Like I said, I gain and lose interests very spontaneously. I don't know where. And there's no telling how long they would last. There's some interest that I've kept for a long time. You know, like I've been doing Rocky Horror for like 4.5 years. I've been weightlifting for 8 years. I've been kayaking for like 10 years. There's like stuff that like I care about. And then there's like other things that just like come and go. Like I used to like be in like a rap trio that was like somewhat popular locally. And that was like something that came and went. You know, like I just have interests that like are a big deal in my life for a while and then just like vanish. So I have no clue. I'm sorry. I'm so unpredictable and weird, but whatevs. Let's see. What do you consider the best thing that's ever happened to you?
The best thing that ever happened to me was receiving a digital camcorder as a Christmas present when I was 14 years old. Because that led me to make YouTube videos shortly after, and that was the first step in me going from a very quiet, very awkward person who was afraid to speak his mind and to be heard to learning that there are actually people out there in the world who care about me and care what I want to say, care about what I want to say. And I learned a lot about just talking to people and talking in general, and I stopped being this shy, quiet, very lonely person to being a very, very, very outgoing, much, much happier person. So if I had not received that camera, if I had not, you know, started making YouTube videos, I would not be the person I am today. And I'm so happy for it because the growth that it spurred on was the best thing that ever happened to me. Let's see. Sorry, my throat is getting all clogged up from this talking. Let's see. Favorite color? Pink. Hot pink. The hotter, the better. It's loud like me, and it's slightly gay like me. Dream vacation. Stop asking me about travel. It's such a stressful question for me. I don't know. I'd want to go on like a scuba diving trip. I've always wanted to go to the Cayman Islands and scuba dive there. That'd be cool. I just love the sea, and I love the deep sea, and I want to punch a shark in the face. I'm just kidding. I would never do that. But I would love to see a very dangerous shark up close. That sounds exciting. Let's see. Could you take the BDSM test or tell us a few tell us a few of your kinks and turn-ons? I have taken the BDSM test. I might actually post my results sometime, but I'm pretty vanilla, and it's, you know, it shows in my BDSM test. And I do have kinks. They just don't fall within the range of, you know, the BDSM umbrella. But when I took the test, the thing that I scored the highest on was vanilla. A very close second was dominant. A distant but significant third was exhibitionist. And every other category I scored so low on that it's not even worth mentioning at all. But, my kinks. Let's see. I'm very attracted to voices and the sound of moaning. That's one thing. I think ponytails are hot. I don't know why. I just do. I love unconventional orgasms. I love giving like weird ass orgasms that just aren't normal. Let me think. What are my kinks? I'm not kinky. Oh my God, I haven't even like put any thought into this because I guess there's got to be like some weird stuff that I'm into, but like, I'm just vanilla. Let me live. And there's so much to the world of vanilla. I would love to have an in-depth talk about the sheer range of vanilla sex and how to excel in vanilla sex, because there are certain skills and attributes that do improve vanilla-ness greatly. God, I'm just so vanilla. Like, it's like, oh, I love it. Oh, here's a kink of mine and a skill of mine. Simultaneous orgasms. I am so good at those. Okay, I love simultaneous orgasms. Like, the concept of them is, like, oh, so sexy to me. And like the first time that like one happened, I think it's just my girlfriend at the time who was like more experienced than me, just like kind of controlled it and like had it down, you know, and, like she was on top. And I was like, oh my God, that was fucking amazing. And like now I can do them so good because like I've been with my girlfriend long enough where I can like listen to her and like just follow the sounds she's making and know when she's getting close. And I've like conditioned my brain to like come when she's about to come, when I just hear those like telling sounds. And so like almost every single time we orgasm within 1 to 2 seconds of one another, which is the hottest fucking thing in the world for me. And also like it took me a while to like develop that skill to like get it so down and so consistently, but it's so fucking hot to me. And that is a vanilla kink for sure. That is a vanilla kink. And also it's not an easy skill to learn, to be able to like come at the same time as your partner every single time is not easy, but very gratifying. Let's see. What are some of your hard limits when it comes to sexual things? Absolute pure sadism or like degrading behavior in either direction. That is a hard no. Like wanting to hurt somebody for the sake of hurting somebody, or like somebody wanting to hurt me just to see me suffer. That is a hard no. Like, fuck off. I would never do that to somebody, and I would never want somebody to do that to me. Like, no, like, pure, like, uncut sadism would, like, ugh, gross. Ew. Okay, here's a big one. How did you come up with your escaped terrorist username? Okay, this is going to be a bit much, but I should air this one out because it's one of the first things I tell people when I meet them, just so it's not like a big surprise when they meet me, you know, when they get to know me a little more later on. But when I was 18, like freshly 18, like 18 for 3 weeks, I got arrested for making explosives because at the time I would like make little bombs on, you know, in my backyard, and I had like a stash of chemicals and just explosives I made because I was so delusional. I thought I was like the smartest kid alive because I got the highest possible score on my AP chemistry test, so that made me a fucking genius, right? I liked bombs because they are loud like me. And I really got into making them, so I was making all kinds of explosives and innovating with new kinds of chemical concoctions, and I was testing one in my backyard one day, and I knew it was going to explode, but I didn't know it was going to be as big or as loud as it was, even though I used a very, very small amount, and that drew the attention of the police. The police came to my house, took everything. They decided I was a terrorist. I was investigated by the FBI. I was arrested under $1 million bail. My parents could not bail me out. Eventually, as the trial went on, like right before my last chance, like before my pretrial to like have my bail lowered, they kind of realized that I was like this nerdy, geeky science kid who just really liked chemistry and was not a terrorist. And they lowered my bail down quite a bit. And my parents were able to bail me out. And I was able to go back and like finish school and everything. But that was rough. So I did end up losing that trial, but they dropped most of the charges because originally they were going to put me in jail for like 100 million billion years, right? And then they lowered it by quite a bit. They gave me this option for very early parole, so I didn't spend a whole lot of time in prison, but I am a convicted felon, technically. My record has since been expunged, so I guess I'm not a felon anymore because the government decided that I am a very good boy after years of jail and probation and parole. But I was in actual prison, and I would love to share some prison stories someday because I had a very interesting time in there. But, so when I got out of prison, I got out early because I qualified for early parole if I could prove that I was not a bad boy, because I wasn't. I was like a little anime nerd. I was like a little teenage anime nerd, like definitely did not fit in with all the people in prison. I was so out of place, but I survived. Barely. But I got out, and my friends joked that I had, like, escaped, that I was an escaped terrorist, and that kind of stuck. So I kind of, like, joke about that all the time because, like, I like to goof about it and make it sound like it's not a big deal because sometimes when people hear about it, they get really shocked and, you know, somewhat frightened. They're like, oh, my God, like, I would never think that, like, you were this kind of person. Like, are you dangerous? Like, are you a bad person? Are you going to blow up my fucking house with a bomb? The answer is no. I'm a very, very kind, very gentle-hearted person who just kind of was a little bit foolhardy when he was 18. I never hurt anybody. Obviously, I wasn't really a terrorist, but you know how it goes. That's the reason I had to drop out of college, by the way. But I'm back in college now. I'm a little older than the other students in my class, but that's fine. That's why I am escaped terrorist. And last question is Anonymous asks, bro, I just listened to your himbo audio and your voice sounded so different. I almost thought it was by another voice actor. Do you legit have voice acting experience or something? The answer is yes, I do. Actually, that's the reason I have this soundproof booth, because I do voice acting. I do Spanish dubs when they need a guy who has a Castilian accent. I do voice acting narration for like fully narrated audiobooks. I do like audio dramas. And the company that I work for is like relatively small enough where you probably haven't heard of me or my voice or like even of the company that does it. But it's big enough and legit enough where I get actually paid by them. Not enough to pay my bills. It's definitely my side job. My main job is my, like, much stuffier, much more corporate job. But I get paid by them, and I'm legit enough to have an IMDb page. And if somebody finds my IMDb page, I'm going to jump off of a cliff. no, I won't. I'll just accept my fate. But please don't try and stalk my real-life persona, for the love of God. If you recognize my voice anywhere, just keep your fucking mouth shut, please. Just keep it a little secret between you and me. Just, don't try and blackmail me or anything, though, because I'll just let it happen. I've been doxxed before. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I got doxxed by neo-Nazis one time. I don't know if there's nothing left that can faze me. Maybe more about that story later. I would love to shoot the shit on the microphone again sometime and just talk about whatever stories I think would be funny or entertaining. I loved all of these questions. I loved everyone who asked them. I hope you guys stuck around to the end, because this has gone over an hour now. I was afraid it would go longer, actually. But thank you so much to everybody for tuning in. I have lots of new audios coming in, lots of new scripts coming in. Maybe some, like, wacky, fun, like, shit-posting side content that I'll post on either GWA Backstage or on my personal profile. But, yeah, I'm so happy and so grateful that I've gained so many followers in such a small amount of time. I hope that there'll be more people in the future. And stay horny, everybody. Mwah! Oh, wait a minute. I almost forgot. I was going to sing you a song. Okay, before I leave, I'll sing. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. A long commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just wanna tell you what I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you. Now do you believe that I'm a bad singer? See you guys later. You are all beautiful people. I love you so much. Mwah.